You know how many penises I've seen in my fucking life? Way too many to count. I know it's a weird way to open up the show, but it's true. I've seen a lot of dick. Big dick, small dick, thick dick, thin dick, hairy dick. Luckily, hopefully somebody who wants to maybe put ads on this doesn't come along and start with this one. Basically, what we got here, I'm turning off my phone, man. Being on your phone is crazy now that Apple put in this watch time thing. It's like, I really was on my phone five and a half hours yesterday. Like, what the hell was I doing? Don't you get these, like, weird, sometimes you're just like, why do I need to look at, just, you're probably scrolling through Facebook right now, listening to this. Think, like, what are you actually scrolling for? You know, it's like, what are you looking to see? And I just notice that sometimes with myself, like I get anxiety if I do not have my phone in my hand. It is literally a drug. It does exactly what a drug does to you, but it's with your damn phone. Like, you just have so much information at your fingertips. And I just realized, like, I was talking to Rachel yesterday. I'm like, isn't it crazy that we just sit here and text each other? Like, why do we? So if I want to talk to Colby, I don't call Colby. I don't have, most of the time I don't. But I just send him a text. Hey, man, what's up? And then you send somebody else a text, and it's just like all just visual reading communication, no actually like face-to-face verbal stuff. Like I'm thinking about doing this ride thing where I take people on basically tours on a snow bike, on a Razor, whatever, you know, whatnot. Thinking about doing it. Actually, I'm really thinking about doing it, but then I'm like, fuck, I got to talk to somebody for 6 hours. Even though once I'm finally there and talking to them, it's really easy and stuff. But the thought of like, damn, I actually got to talk face to face, like with random people, like that's scary stuff. I don't know if I can do it. That's literally what's holding me back. Like, I have a slot I can go ride Sunday and find somebody to come ride. But it's fucking scary, dude. Like, it's not, you got to fucking entertain somebody for 6 hours. Oh my gosh. It's because I literally don't know how to talk. I message people on Facebook. I message people on you know, whatever text app. It's just crazy that there's just, you know, people talk way different on Twitter. People talk way different on Facebook. You know, it's just like they can be with somebody else. It's fucking insane to me. But what I'm going to talk about, you know, I got kind of on a side tangent talking about that, but we opened up with dicks. And I've seen a lot of dicks. And you're like, damn, dude, what are you talking about? This is like taking a weird turn. But no, chat roulette. If you're unfamiliar with chat roulette, it is a video chat site where you click a button and you get into a random video chat with somebody. Pretty interesting. Pretty cool concept. You know, me and my buddies used to do it. We would just kind of drink and then be like, dude, let's go on chat roulette and talk some shit. You know, we wouldn't refilm or do anything. We would just do it for fun. And it was cool. You know, you have conversations with people like yourself. Sometimes you get into an awkward conversation with somebody in India. But a lot of the time, not the majority of the time, but you get in a conversation with somebody who just has their dick out, like just full stroking. And I get it. Like, I could see where somebody kind of likes getting their jollies off by like surprising somebody with their dick, right? It's cool and all. But at the same time, it's like, well, isn't it weird when a dude pops up and it's like, does it kind of get you going when a dude pops up and says, whoa, man, what the hell? You know, just like, because the majority of the time you're not, you know, there's girls on there, but it's definitely dominated by males. So like, what do you, like, you're just hoping for the, like, to surprise that one out of every 25 people with your dong out, like, that's a risk, you know? And it's like, some of the people actually like show their face and like you're making eye contact with them. It's like, at what point does this get you off by having to make eye contact with another dude while you're stroking your stuff, you know? Like, I've, because sometimes we're pretty hammered and then like a dude comes up with his ding dong out, and actually not that many times, but he's fully soft and then you get in with him and you're like, what the hell, dude? And his waiter starts getting hard and you're like, what is, like, I guess I kind of, yeah, you know, I don't get it. I mean, I guess it's like an unsolicited dick pic, which gets some people. I don't know. But seeing a lot of dicks, a lot of weird stuff on chat roulette. Chat roulette is just cool because you're basically just snapping your fingers and you're in somebody else's living room or you're in somebody else's room. You can say whatever the hell you want to them and it's all just free game because like, you run into just all different types of people. There's no, like, rules on who can be on there, you know? And you run into, like, little kids, and, you know, we used to be so brutal on the planet, especially when we weren't recording. Like, when we weren't recording, like, oh my gosh, it was all fair game, you know? But when we're recording, obviously, like, you can't call somebody the N-word. Just kidding, we wouldn't do that. But, I mean, there are things we would say. It got to a point where, like, we would want somebody to talk shit first, so then we hit them hard. Like, when you're filming, you don't just want to see somebody and be, you know, bully them, even though we did do that. But you got the option to press next, I suppose. But Chat Roulette basically was a series that definitely launched my YouTube stuff. I did, you know, the child predator stuff. I did all these other things. But Chat Roulette is what really pounded the views. Mainly because I'm getting in with random people. Now, I would always hope that a really hot girl, hopefully with some cleavage, would pop up, because boom, there's the thumbnail. And with YouTube, it's just crazy. Like, it all comes down to your title and your thumbnail. It's not necessarily about, like, the content, but if you can get good traction on a video with a girl with some titties in the thumbnail, then the chances of that getting more views are just through the roof. And just the thought of, you know, just some actual, it's not like it's a model or anything, just some actual random hot girl having a conversation with them gets people's jollies off, right? So we would do the Chat Roulette stuff, always put the hot girl in the thumb, duh, title it sexually, because that's all I ever knew how to do content-wise, was, like, tailor it sexually. But the biggest thing, so I did it with my buddies, and we still had kind of, like, the same concept. Then we kind of, you know, up the video quality and stuff like that. But it was weird, because we would upload 8-minute conversations and all this stuff, not really much edited, but from when the time I basically split off with one of my main buddies, who I'm going to talk about in a future episode, from the time that I did that, I started editing things a little bit differently. I'm like, why the hell would I have this awkward section of 30 seconds when I can just cut that out? And I believe it's called, like, a quick cut. So I would take this 8 to 10 minute long video and I would cut it down to 3 minutes with nothing but the talking quick cut. Bam, bam, beep, beep, bam, 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 bang, you know? And for some reason, that's what people really enjoy. It's all the core-based content, you know, just jam-packed into 3 minutes, and people fucking ate that shit up. You know, it's basically erupted my channel. So, I would get a couple hundred thousand views a pop. But then when I started posting those, I had one just blow up. You know, nice set of titties in the thumbnail, and it blew up, and it basically took the surrounding, like, 8 videos and also blew those up and threw them into the search results. And in result, my channel was just exploding. And then, you know, I kind of just kept every now and then, you know, I would post. It was crazy. I was posting every single day. I don't think I posted on the weekends, but Monday through Friday. And basically, only because I'm like, well, shit, the more I post, the more money I make. Not really taking into account that, well, shit, like, you're going to overexpose your audience and hit them with too much content. You know, people aren't going to be coming back. But at the same time, it's like, well, is it better to have, like, more views on one video, or to have, you know, 10 videos with, you know, an average amount of views? And it was I kind of wanted to treat it like a job. Well, today I got to film and edit and do this and post that. And once I post, like, I ain't got to do shit for the day. I can go do whatever the hell I want. It was kind of like my mindset to kind of treat it like a real job, rather than just, like, waking up being like, huh, what am I going to do today, you know? So the Chat Roulette stuff is basically, I mean, the content was just easy to crank out as well. You just record yourself and you go to chatroulette.com. And you roll with it, you know. So the content was super simple to make, you know, at volume, you know, because I would just do it for 2 hours. Another thing is, like, when people would talk shit to me, they would be like, you know, especially with the Chat Roulette stuff, when some random person came in who wasn't familiar with the series and they thought I was a douchebag, they're like, dude, you're a douchebag. You sit on Chat Roulette all day. What people didn't necessarily understand is I didn't fucking sit on Chat Roulette all day. I did one video and I sat there for 2 hours, and that was enough content for probably, I would say, 2 or 3 weeks. So I would sit one night, film it all, and then over this course of 2 or 3 weeks, edit it all down. And usually it was front loaded with the good stuff, and towards the tail end, I'm like, huh, this is okay. You know, just throw it on. And people ate the shit up like fucking crack cocaine, you know? And so I would always, like, and people don't believe you when they're like, dude, you're on Chat Roulette all day, you love seeing dicks. I'm like, no, I'm literally on for a few hours a month. I know it just because I post a video every day doesn't actually mean I'm on there all day. Come on, doofus. And it kind of goes to, so Omegle and Chat Roulette, we'll just kill them both here. So Omegle is basically Chat Roulette, but what was cool about Omegle is you can put in a keyword. So I would have, you know, fans, or I'd have fans put in a keyword and you match this people with that keyword. So I say put in MTD. So you're only going to match with people that have MTD. So it was a cool experience for the fans because they got to sit and, you know, just get in a random chat with other fans. But every now and then they would hit me, you know, the fucking big famous cool guy. And so I basically tailored that into, all right, well, it's not going to be cool. People don't just want to sit there and watch, you know, the big fucking cool famous guy. You know, that's sarcasm. And then a fan interacting. So I'm like, I got to be able to, like, these people are so jacked up. Like, they want to be in a video. We got to take advantage of that. So let's just make them do something crazy. Like, they just got to do something, you know, to be able to get onto the show. And that basically ignited, like, damn, possibly some things like that could have gone real south. Like a dude shooting himself with a paintball gun. A dude got a Q-tip lodged so far up his nose he had to get pliers to get it out. And that clip was actually on Conan, not his TV show, but his YouTube series. It was kind of interesting because he, like, said my name and all this stuff, and I'm like, God damn, like, I made it, dude. And, you know, a bunch of other people just eating crazy stuff, deodorant, like, just going to town. Or I would just kind of sit there and, like, dance with them. I go back and look at some of the ones where I'd just, like, be dancing and listening to music, and it's kind of, like, cringy. But, and then some people would show their dicks. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I know you're, like, you put in this MTD tag, are you just fucking jolly and you're just hoping I get excited to see your dick, you know? So pretty interesting. I mean, they both kind of go hand in hand. One is just random people and one is not random people. So, and it's basically the same exact platform. And it kind of just ignited things. And it's really, the interacting with the fans one was cool because then people extra, you know, love me. And that's what YouTube's all about. YouTube's all about fucking love. Like, it's hard. I got to a point where it was like, I used to, like, pride myself in, like, you know, responding to everybody and all that stuff, but it got to a point where I just couldn't. Like, I could spend all fucking day responding to comments and stuff, and then, you know, the day would be over, and, you know, I probably still wouldn't have been able to respond to everybody. But it kind of just, like, it was just a good thing to, like, you know, show appreciation for people, talk to them, and you know, and when you show appreciation to a fan on a video, then people see that and they're like, oh, he would appreciate me if that was me in that spot. Like, he would appreciate that too. And I always, like, I never looked at, you know, it's hard to not look at, you know, you post a video and it has 100,000 views. It's hard to look at and be like, damn, that's 100,000 people. Well, fuck yeah, you know. But when you actually sit there and talk to people, you treat them like real fucking people. You know, there are people that are like, that refused, you know, that are like too cool to respond. But I always tried to, like, pride myself and be like, all right, dude, this guy's showing love. I got to fucking, you know, respond. And the shit definitely got overwhelming, not because I hated doing it, just because, like, it's hard that you had to, like, pick and choose, you know, who to respond to. And same thing is, like when somebody's like, man, I'm your biggest fan ever. I fucking love you. Here's my GoFundMe for my cat that has cancer. And I'm like, God damn it. Like, it was always kind of a weird thing because so many people fucking wanted me to share GoFundMes, and like some would, and I've talked about it before, but some would be like, hey, share my kid has brain cancer. And then some other ones would be like, hey, my grandma has, you know, something life threatening. And I had decided along the way, I'm like, man, I can't fucking pick and choose it's either I have to help everyone or help none. Well, it's impossible to help everyone. So like, as shitty as it is, but I can't choose between, like, okay, well, you know, this guy has a cute kid. I have to help this kid who's, you know, has something life-threatening. And then be like, well, why would I help a grandma? Like, she's going to die eventually. You know, I can't fucking make those decisions. And so I decided a long time ago that I cannot do all of them. And so basically I can't do any of them. It's shitty. I mean, like, it costs money and to, you know, you got to raise money and stuff for people's diseases and life-threatening things. But it's, like, that's, it's always just a touchy subject, like, with me, with, with having to like turn away. Like somebody will start a conversation like, dude, I fucking love you. I'm like, oh, thanks, man. Like, I really appreciate it. And they're like, can you share this GoFundMe? I'm like, my 2-year-old has cancer. I'm like, God damn it. Like the guilt factor, even though I shouldn't feel guilty, but just for not like sharing this on my Facebook page, you know, definitely a slight guilt factor every time, but it's like, I can't pick and choose who to help. And like imagine if your kid had brain cancer and then the person next to you, their kid has brain cancer. I pick their kid over you like that's fucked up, you know? So I didn't want to put myself in any type of position like that. But the chat roulette stuff was cool. Lots of crazy shit. And it was just cool because you could meet a normal person and still have a funny conversation with them. Or you can just fucking meet like a old ass 65-year-old weirdo dude, you know? It's like, that's why I think like the series was so beautiful, because I could just sit and interact with, I mean, for the most part, like I would only ever interact with people similar to me. Like in a normal social setting, you know? So especially at like this, when you're like 25, you only fucking hang out with people that are like you. And typically social settings, you only hang out with people that are somewhat like you, you know? But chat roulette, I can fucking pop in with a fucking 50-year-old Indian dude yanking his dong when I would never in any social setting be in that situation, or at least a very, very slim chance I would ever be in that situation, you know? But even outside of just yanking your dong, you know, you see, let's see, a fucking hot Russian girl from Russia, and, you know, trying to communicate and saying like, hey, like, can we see some titties? Even, you know, when we were with the guys, we would say shit like that, mainly to, you know, for good video stuff. But like, I would never be in that social situation ever, like, unless I go to Russia and I'm in like a sketchy part of town. But if I say that to somebody, I get probably stabbed, you know? But you can say whatever the fuck you want over the internet, because you can't come through that camera, you know? So that was pretty much like the beauty of the series. But it basically, you know, people just got so tuned in to the type of, so like the, and I've said it before, like the little kid on Xbox Live, Omegle, Chat Roulette, they'd be like, I only like that episode, or I only like that series, I don't like the other series. So I just got hit so many times with like, dude, go do this, then I go do that, and then other people are like, dude, but go do that one, and I'm just like, fuck, man. You know, I probably had 200 episodes of the Chat Roulette stuff online, but people, you know, some of the audience was ready to like, hey, okay, you need to like to spicing this up, do a new series. Some of them were just diehard Chat Roulette, like, dude, I'm here for fucking Chat Roulette. You owe me. And I'm just like, it's just like so many, at the point where I just moved on and got terminated, started a new channel, kind of found daylight over on Facebook. You know, especially, you know, financially, it made way more sense. I found some daylight over there, and I'm just like, God damn, I'm tired of just getting, not pestered, but just people, you know, most people understand, but some people are like, don't fucking do this, or I'm unsubscribed. Just like, it didn't get at me, you know, like the first 1,000 times people said it, but like, at point 10,000, I was like, fuck me, like, I'm so tired of this. Like, even like right now, I'm still just kind of, I'm at a weird point in life where it's like, I don't necessarily have like a passion, or at least like a profitable passion. I mean, I kind of can, but it's like, I don't really know what I want to do. And it's kind of weird. It's like, it's the reason I the YouTube stuff. And I said from the time I started YouTube, my goal for YouTube was to make money and entertain people, whatever. But it's not like I grew up being like, I'm going to fucking be on Broadway and I'm going to entertain people, I'm going to be a comedian. Fuck no. I didn't do any of that shit. That wasn't, my goal really was like, I'm tired of doing this job taking pictures of cars. Like, I want to make some like real money doing something fun. My goal, basically, I guess you can say that. That was my goal, was to make money doing something fun. Well, YouTube made sense, you know, the gaming side, and then once I started recording myself doing Chat Roulette, like, it made fucking sense. But everything, no matter what you do, and some people don't grasp this concept at all, especially when it's the outside looking in at somebody who does, like, YouTube. Like, dude, what are you talking about? You make money making YouTube videos. Fucking everything sets in. everything normalizes. Like, if it was my job every single day to have sex with the hottest girl on earth, it would get fucking old. You know, maybe longer than other things, but it would get fucking old. At one point, you would be like, God damn it, we have to have sex again? Like, and that's sometimes people do not, like, grasp that concept. Like, why would this guy be start getting, like, tired of YouTube? Like, he fucking makes videos for money. Why the fuck would he get tired of it? Because everything, literally everything, eventually gets old. Name one fucking thing, and I will debate you on how that does not get old. I mean, unless you say, like, well, what about Jesus? Like, that's not a fucking thing. That's, you know, it's not, just fuck you for that. But everything literally gets old. And as weird as it sounds, it doesn't matter how much money it makes. Like, if you're at a job making 150K a year, I guarantee you, if you do that job for long enough, you will fucking hate it. No matter what. No matter fucking what. And so that's kind of put me at this point. It's like, what do I want to, like, where do I want to, like, take this thing? I try not to be, it's hard because you try and think, like, well, shit, like, if I don't want to do that, then that's, you know, I can't make money doing that. Whatever I have to do has to make as much money as that was making. So you kind of start throwing out this, like, you start thinking of, like, just wild ass ideas, and you're like, and if it doesn't make money from the get-go, like YouTube, I didn't make good money, you know, for a couple years, you know. So, or maybe not a couple years, maybe like a year and a half, a year. I didn't make decent money, or, you know, decent money, I thought, at the time. And it's just hard now to, like, think. I want to do other projects and things, but it's hard to be like, all right, well, let's go 110% at this project that I won't make money for a year and a half. Like, I'm at a weird point in my life where I just can't fucking do that, you know? So I'm just kind of, I don't know. I ain't going to get too sappy, but it's just like, I don't fucking know. Like, this podcast, I really enjoy it, you know? But it's along the same lines. You can't just fucking post a podcast and, you know, you're, next thing you know, you're Joe fucking Rogan, you know? So, and maybe that's just my personality. Maybe people are totally okay with doing the same thing for so long. But, like, my personality is, like, I can't. You know, like, my marriage, I'm about done with it. No, I'm just kidding. Marriages and things like that are ever-changing. People change. So it's not, like, the same. It's not like a job where you literally, like, if you literally came in, had the same exact tasks every day, like, you'd fucking blow your brains out no matter what, who you are, if you had to do that every single day for however many years. I guess I could say for the certain, I guess it's a certain type of person, because some people work at McDonald's doing the same shit for 40 years. They're fucking cool with it. But me, nah. Maybe you are. Maybe you're not. But yeah, chat roulette series. I'm just going to tap, well, mainly chat roulette, not Omegle. But chat roulette was, it was always iffy because you don't ask every single person, hey, do you want to be in my video? Like, will you let me be in the video? No, because you're some of the times it's only like a quick, like, three second interaction. I say something funny and then they leave. But I'm like, I didn't ask them. So can I fucking just put them in my video? Yeah, why not? So that raised a huge problem with the chat roulette series, because typically what would happen if somebody didn't want to, so all the people that were in my video, you know, think about it. 400,000 people are watching a video and you're in it. You're going to have, you know, some friends or acquaintances that are going to be like, holy shit, dude, you're in MTD's video. And they're like, wait, what? And they go and look at it and it's me saying, hey, you're a fucking ugly bitch. Even though I never said that, but let's just say, for example, hey, you're a fucking ugly bitch. Well, that person with 400,000 people that see that are going to be like, oh, hell no, I don't want to be in that thing. Like, that's fucked up. Like, I don't want to be part of that. So they'll go file a privacy complaint. Now, it's not a violation on my end, but it's shitty because if somebody files a privacy complaint, which is not shitty, I'm not mad at the person. Like, I wouldn't want to be in the shit anyway, or either. But it's just shitty because you get the violation. It has 48 hours to be removed, or you have to, you know, show proof that they said that they could be in your video, which I never had proof. But the video would get removed automatically. Well, here's the fucking catch. Like, I'm totally cool. Like, you didn't sign up to be in my video. Like, what? I mean, it is a public platform. You can argue all this bullshit, but the catch is, literally anybody, and this is why it raised so many problems, is because anybody could come to my video and say, hey, this is me from seconds 24 to 38. Like, I don't want to be in this video. And it wasn't necessarily reviewed by an actual person at YouTube, so people could lie. People could lie and say, hey, that was me in the video, and get my videos taken down. Well, when you're saying such fucking wild shit, you start getting on people's bad side. When you get on people's bad side, the losers feel like they got to take you down. And when they try to take you down, they take, you know, it's not like they take legal steps to do it, you know. So I would have people that would just flock on the chat roulette videos and just lie and say, hey, that was me at this time. Like, I want this taken down. Well, it fucking sucked, because when your business is about posting videos, and, you know, when chat roulette stuff is super hot, it fucking sucks, because now videos are being taken down that were on, let's say, just like a viral pace. So if a video, I would typically say, like, man, if a video gets 100 or 150,000 views within 24 hours, that's a pretty good. But sometimes there'd be videos that hit 300,000 views in 24 hours. And I'm like, holy shit, it's about to go viral. And so I would basically, Facebook send, or YouTube sends their emails every morning at like 5 a.m. So I would like literally have anxiety checking my phone to see if I would have, you know, a strike for some other content, or a privacy violation from some content, or like if one's really blown up, it's like I'm extra fucking crossing my fingers hoping that that video doesn't get any type of privacy violation. And even when people are like, dude, get me out of your video, I would still leave it up for 24 hours. Like, I sometimes people would message me first, and I was a fucking kind of a dick about it. They would message me, and I wouldn't be mean. I would actually be really nice. It's like, yeah, I'll get that taken down. I'm on my way home, even though I'm sitting at the computer. But I would like be like, fuck, it's making good money. I got to keep that shit up, you know? And so I would just leave it. And I would just, as far as I could go with the person, like, sorry. No, it's deleted on my end. I don't know why it's not removed. I think it takes a while to delete. You know, this person is like begging, please remove it. And so I was a fucking dick for sure, which is a fucking dick move. But it's like, I was like, man, well, don't be hanging out on chat. Like, I think that legally, I think I'm cool to record somebody. I guess it depends on, for my state, apparently, you know, if you're recording somebody in a private setting, like, you have to tell them. But I guess I don't know, like, what the rules would be for chat roulette. I don't know, you know, if it's considered a private or a public setting. If it's in a public setting, I can record you all the fuck I want. But legally, okay. YouTube-wise, who has their own policies and whatnot, probably not okay. But yeah, that's chat roulette. Pretty much Omegle, same shit. I didn't have to deal with the stuff with Omegle unless somebody didn't want recorded, even though they knew the series. It was pretty rare that shit went down. But seen lots of dicks. Big dicks, brown dicks, frown dicks, little dicks, fat dicks, skinny dicks. Lots of dicks. Why would somebody even want to do that? Here, fuck, surprise you with my dick. Like, it takes a special breed to do that. And it's not just like a lot of times it's Indian people from India, but definitely lots of white dudes and stuff too. That just, since some people show their face on it, they're just like, I get it. Like, you're so horny, you'll do whatever it takes to just get, you know, whatever rise. I fucking get it. It's still weird, though. It's definitely still weird. This is The Lock Show. Over and out. Have a good one. Have a good weekend.